For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Yesterday, you brought to us a story that show heated rivalry, which was about two hockey players over the space of like 8 years or so. They were lovers. They played for opposing teams. I haven't seen the show, but it was hot and heavy and people loved it, right?
Yeah, definitely. It was a huge hit. It's gone fully worldwide. But here in Australia, there's a potential new adaption, which actually, not potential, it has been greenlit to be an 8-part drama series based off the book Yeah, the Boys by Holden Shepherd.
Yep, so it's two teammates potentially that have like this, like they're closeted and they're trying to figure it out, but I guess they don't want to tell us too much because then that would kind of ruin the story, right?
Yeah, it's all about three boys finding their way back to each other and finding their own way to become men.
We thought that these steamy books and shows and that, they're fun. There's a bit of fun. There's something in it.
Oh, for sure.
So I've had a crack today at writing some Aussie rules inspired, like romance, spicy novel.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a bit of writing. Got an excerpt here. A few characters in the story. Me. I'm a character. Write what you know. Write what you know. You are a character.
Oh no.
Not a love interest.
Thank you.
You're a mate. You're my best mate. And I wanted to keep this as inclusive as possible. So when it's talking about Tim's feelings towards someone else, it's not a man, it's not a woman, it's not anybody. It's just love, it's lust. I have also produced the audiobook, which we're going to hear a snippet of now. And whether, depending on how you feel this, either you're welcome or I'm so, so sorry. Should we just rip it off?
A bit of AFL erotica, let's go.
Tim Bulch wasn't just a man. He was a problem. Known around town as Centimeter Perfect, he had a habit of getting people excited before anyone knew where things were headed. When a gorgeous stranger wandered into his forward 50, Tim suddenly found himself thinking about little else. His heart was pounding, his hands were getting sweaty, and he was spending an unhealthy amount of time imagining what could happen if he finally got one-on-one in the goal square. His best mate, Lauren Davo Davidson, found the whole thing hilarious. "Mate," she laughed, "I've never seen someone this desperate to get inside a forward line." Week after week, Tim pushed hard. He attacked every opening. He looked for gaps where others couldn't. He kept finding himself pressed up against stubborn resistance, only to be sent back to the centre square, frustrated and needing another crack. By the final siren, Tim was exhausted, breathless, and praying he'd finally finish the job. Because after all that effort, nobody wanted to see Centimeter Perfect Timmy come up short in front of the big sticks.
Is that your sexy voice?
Unfortunately.
Coming soon. Yeah. Like, it's a very like movie trailer vibe. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, yeah, I think that has legs.
You didn't have a great role, I'll be honest.
No.
I wrote you a hideous character and I was like, this isn't what it's about.
No, thank
you. I was like, Davo's the best tractor driver you've ever seen. It didn't make sense. So I reckon I could come on as like a sub writer for this show. Because I know love, I know erotica, I know romance.
I mean, you could tell that incredible minute and a half.
All you need in those instances. So Davo, I challenge you to come up with better Aussie rules inspired erotica than that.
Okay.
So
I reckon I'll only need 60 seconds.
Again, still plenty of time.
Tim and Davo.
So we were in the studio earlier today, you, me and Log Dog from The Breakfast Show, Loggy.
Loggy is a pronoun.
Yep.
She prefers to be called. But yeah, Log Dog to friends and family, of course. love Log. She's probably napping right now. Normally listens between 5 and 6 when she's out and about. But we love Loggy on The Brekkie Show.
But we got onto the topic of dentists and dental hygiene, the three of us. And you guys were talking about how often you go to the dentist and your teeth hygiene, oral hygiene.
She goes every 6 months, yeah. Which is like technically what, medically speaking, you're meant to do. But it just seems too frequently. I'm more of like a, because there was a big period where I didn't go, if I'm being honest. Mm. But I now will, it's a 12-month to 18-month situation for me. Okay. But I put a lot of work into the teeth over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you've got lovely teeth. So,
it used to look like a smash picket fence. I had to get retainers to straighten these bad boys up.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that you still wear retainers now, don't you?
Yeah, I wear them at night. That's so they're just
very
nice. They're just night time retainers.
Yeah, cool. Well, like you might have noticed in that conversation, I stayed really quiet.
It was unusual for you because normally you're so lippy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it has been a really long time since I've been to the dentist, but I need to make it very clear that I do look after my teeth.
Should put them out. I mean, obviously just for me here. Yeah, they're great. They're great.
No, they're great. They're good teeth.
I said they're great.
They're
mate.
Clean. They're gorgeous. I'm brushing them all the time.
See, the problem is they are, but it's starting to make it sound defensive like you don't.
Well, I just was hoping that you would say that on my behalf so I didn't have to come out and say how gorgeous my teeth are.
They're great.
I get compliments on them all the time, which is surprising because, like I said, it has been a long time since I've been to the dentist. I actually don't know if I want to admit this on air anymore.
Well, I had a long time, so I'd be interested to know how long it's been. Are you feeling, like, obviously medically aside, are you feeling the need to go, it is probably time to go and check this out?
Well, it's probably time. It's one of those things I don't necessarily think about until this morning when you guys said how often you go, and I thought, oh, I've made a terrible mistake here.
All right.
Have a guess. I mean, you could take a guess if you want to. And obviously this has nothing to do with my gorgeous teeth.
No.
From appearance.
Let's start at 5 years.
It's a little more.
Little more. All right. Little more. I my longest stretch was 8 to 9 years.
Okay.
How long is your current stretch by the sounds of it?
7 years. Yeah. I think 2019 was the last time I would have seen a dentist put their little rubber hands in my mouth.
Yeah. So it was 18 to 27 was when I didn't go to the dentist. And then I went there, no cavities.
Yeah.
Totally
that's
fine.
Wild.
They hated me. Mm. 7 years. It's a long time.
It's a really long time. So I've had 3 lives since then.
Yep.
I've moved state twice. Many failed relationships.
I think medically it's time, mate. You've passed vibes.
Yeah.
I think you can get to a couple of years on vibes alone. You go, oh, no, they look all right. You know, I'm flossing, I'm brushing. Are you doing all the bits and bobs?
As I said, they're gorgeous.
Okay, mate. It's coming across. The thing is, they are, but every time you say it, I think people are believing you less and less. Like Hillbilly Jim over here.
Got one left.
I mean, I don't think anyone is doing longer than 7 to 9 years, like in that window of you and I. We could hit the phones with it. 522-322-955. How long between dentist visits? Because it might have been a period in your 20s and you just go, I didn't go in my 20s whatsoever.
Even if you haven't reached 7 years, like just for a bit of support, like we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, just check in because the dentist probably will. But this is going to be a less like, you really should be flossing more and doing more appointments.
Just how long has it been since you've been to the dentist?
522-322-955. Give us a call. Nicole in Drysdale, how brave are you? How long between dentist visits?
Yeah, well, I was thinking it's got to be at least 20 to 22 years.
So brave.
Yeah. Is there a
I know, pretty terrible, isn't it?
Is there a particular reason why? Is it just one of those things that have got away from you?
Just the cost.
Yeah.
Just the cost of it. I've got bad news for you, Nicole. If you think it was expensive 22 years ago, it's a little bit more expensive now. Things have gone up a little bit.
And the sad thing was I was a dental nurse for 8 years.
Okay. So you know the importance of it all, but, you know.
I know the importance of all of it, but I really look after my teeth.
Yeah, me too. Really see, do. We're all right.
Like, and are you flossing, Nicole? Are you like, you're doing everything you need?
Yeah, I floss. I brush twice a day, morning and night. I have the Oral-B round head toothbrush, not the manual ones.
Okay.
Because you don't want to do that cross motion because you damage your gums really badly and end up with gum recession, which I have as a child. I used to brush my teeth to the point where parents used to come in and say, don't need to hear you brush your teeth.
See,
sort of thing.
Aggressive.
I reckon I could have a 5-minute chat.
I'm an aggressive brusher.
Me too. I do feel like a 5-minute chat with Nicole might sort me out and I won't have to go for another 5 years. You know, like she seems to know a lot.
Medically speaking, Nicole, I can't advise that to Davo, but you guys can do whatever you need.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I made a big mistake this morning and I just wanted to come on the show because I think this is a great opportunity if you're listening. If you can, I don't want to defend myself or get ahead of a scandal potentially.
Oh, wow.
It's not defensive.
Oh, what could this possibly be, Tim?
Coming from a learning space right now, I, for some reason, found myself going for a run this morning.
What? Were you running from something?
I wasn't being chased. I thought that was going to be your first question. No, I was not being chased. I put on a pair of runners. I put on some active wear. I stepped out the front of my house and I said, I shall run.
Brother, are you okay? Are you sick?
My wife asked me if everything was okay at work.
Yeah.
When I said I'm going for a run.
I was about to ask, is everything okay at home? Because I'm concerned.
I said to my wife last night, I was like, hey.
Running from your life.
Yeah, I said, hey, once I drop off our son at daycare and I get home, normally I'll have shower, I'll start like doing jobs around the house, I'll do all these things and I get ready for work. But I was like, before I do the shower, I'm going to go for a run and don't let me not go for a run.
Mate, pounding the pavement, incredible.
Yeah, and I said, don't let me not do it. So then I've said it out loud, made myself accountable, immediately forgotten all about it, and then dropped off my son from daycare, about to jump in the shower. My wife's like, no, you're going for a run. And I was like, oh, I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking, and we've spoken about this a few months ago and for the last few weeks, it only feels like yesterday when I stopped playing local footy.
It's been 7 years.
It has been 7 years upon count back, which is a bit of a shock. And that's how I would get my run in. I was never good at just like, oh, I'm going to go for a run, like fun runs, those kind of things. I know they do them at the botanical gardens, but like, that's not my running. My running is like this little 10-meter bursts, 20-meter at
well,
most.
Well, you are a 20-meter athlete because you're thick thighs.
And I challenge anyone to beat me in a 20-meter
100%.
Sprint. No one will beat me. But I was like, I need to pull my finger out because after my son was born, I just found it so easy to not put that at the top of my priority list. It's like, all right, let's just make sure everyone's all good. Cancelled the gym membership, did all this. And it's like, I'm not doing anything. And I found it very easy to excuse myself and be like, nah, mate, like that's selfish. It's selfish to try and do these things. And I was like, what? I don't want to pay for a gym again. I don't want to do this. I was like, what's free? What can most of us do? Try and go for a run.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stop after a kilometer. And it was like I ran to get to the, looking at my watch, like, when is it? When's it coming?
Well, I know that is a great achievement. If you haven't ran for so long and you've given it a go, I think that's actually awesome. A kilometre is a great starting point for you to then work on.
It was just very bizarre. So I did a kilometre, walked for a bit, then ran for another kind of 500 metres home, ran home because I was like, if I'm running near my house, I have the option to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in and it was like I'd done an ultra marathon. I'm coming in. Socks and shoes off, top, lying on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I've never been hotter than I've been right now. I'm boiling hot.
Yep.
My wife's got the heat lamps on in the bathroom. I go in, I'm turning off lights. I go, don't talk to me. I can't speak to anybody.
Yep.
It's like my body was in shock.
I mean, how did that make you feel mentally? Like, were you feeling good after the run or did you feel a little bit sort of defeated that you weren't maybe as fit as you'd hoped to be?
That's the thing. So it's not the body, it's the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
The lungs just it's just heavy, heavy breathing. And you do that thing where you go in through the nose, out through the mouth. And then all of a sudden, it's like, and you're slouching, you're doing all these things. But I am glad that I did it. And I'm glad that I pushed through to get to that kilometer. And I know that it might not sound like a lot
because
I'm probably one of the least fit people that's listening in this conversation. But I was like, all right, that's a start. That's a step, right? That's a step in the direction that I'm hoping for.
No, I think this is super positive. Are you like, obviously it's like a cardio thing that you need to work on.
Mm.
Are you hoping you're going to put a goal in place? Are you going to keep running?
I'm going
to. Would you like me to train you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't run in 10 years.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping so. You're 3 years behind me. Okay. So I'm, what I want to do now is like, all right, if I can do a kilometer, mm-hmm. maybe on Thursday, I can do 1.5.
Yeah.
And then just kind of build up and then keep that consistently.
I know. Big jump.
Yeah, big jump. Adding a fair bit.
But I do need to ask you something you threw out there many months ago. How many push ups have you done this week?
None this week.
Yeah.
How many days have been on this week?
Also none.
All right. So we're nice. We're in this together, aren't we?
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So over the weekend, it was my little niece Amelia's 5th birthday.
She's a cutie.
She is so cute. I miss her a lot. She's over in South Australia. And so, yeah, she had her little party on the weekend and had a bunch of her little mates come and they went to like a play cafe and did that whole thing.
You were FaceTiming her this weekend, weren't you? And she put on a bit of a performance. For you?
Yes. Anytime I call her, it's a 5-song minimum.
Great.
So I'm getting some razzle, I'm getting some dazzle, I'm getting some dancing, some singing. I'm getting the whole performance. And let me tell you, as who I think I would be a stage mum, it really tickles something within me. Like, right. I'm really happy.
Yep. Higher kicks, come yes. on. You're not going to make it to nationals this way.
It feels a little bit like that. I'm like, so what did you learn at dancing? Show me properly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hideous from me. But she is a performer and she's incredible.
Right.
And of course, part of any birthday ritual, it is the happy birthday song.
Yeah.
And she's gone out there. They've sung happy birthday to her. She's blown out the candles. Hip, hip, hooray. Everyone's excited. Then her little cousin's next to her and he goes, hey, well, not in this way, but he's like, I'd like to have a turn.
Hey, guys, it's just me. I reckon I have a go at this one. What do you reckon, guys? So he wants happy birthday as well.
Yeah. So then they've gone, you know what? Go on then. Come on. We'll sing you happy birthday as well. So he sings happy birthday. Then his little brother. Hey. Guys, you lot.
No, it's funny.
Righto.
Yeah. it's weird. So you've had a go. She's had a go. Just lining up a few things here. Maybe my turn.
Yeah. So then he's gone and they said, like, we're not going to sing the whole song now. So what they've done is they've reduced it to hip, hip, hooray. And then as a group, they've decided, well, now we've had 3. There's another 4. We might as well go through them all. So every single kid has had their birthday candle moment, you know. And, of course, my niece Amelia, an angel, happy to let them all have a go.
Yeah, she's just like, hey, everyone's in on this. We're all having fun.
But it is that excitement about blowing out the candles as a kid when you are a kid. And it is very exciting. And I was trying to think of those adult equivalents that we get those moments where we're excited to have, one, a little bit of performance, but two, just to be in the spotlight for the moment and, deliver this little moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's... The birthday candle thing is interesting. I would love to know, because like when you were a kid, like that didn't happen, right? They didn't do multiples and that. Oh,
they did at my household because me and my cousins were all around the same age. We all wanted it. We all wanted that little tiny victory of blowing out the candles and then, you know, having the audience there. It's performative.
So how is it carried into your adulthood?
Well, I was thinking of those moments that, you're the chosen one. You're the one that gets out there. So I'm thinking things like, being the person chosen to cut the Christmas ham, you know, like you're the chosen one to do that. And then you get to get up in front of the group and do that. Or like when you're the first person at a dinner or you're out with your friends and your meal comes out first.
That's big.
And so you're like, yes, 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 this is me.
Here, please. Just over here, actually. Thank you very much.
The other one I thought of as an adult equivalent to the happy birthday candles as a kid is when you're at the airport, right, and you go to get your baggage and your bag is the first one doing the laps. And so you...
Yeah.
As the performer and the chosen one get to go and collect it.
Hip, hip, hooray.
It's Tim and Davo.
We've mentioned a couple of times today that yesterday was a bit of a, well, that wasn't the best show we've ever done. Hey?
I mean, look, you have said that. There was some fun moments within it. I don't want to put us down completely.
No, there were some carrots in the turd. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, like there was some fibre there.
As we said, within like our show sphere, bottom 5.
Yep, and we both didn't know it at the time, but I had a headache and I was like, well, David doesn't need to know that I've got a headache, whatever. And you also had a headache and we were just like, you know, trying to push through.
Suffering in silence. Or talking absolute rubbish. Suffering and talking rubbish.
But was there anything yesterday, because I've been thinking about it, was there anything yesterday that you said or I said that you were like, oh man, that's pretty question. Like, what do we say there?
I mean, heaps probably.
But was there anything in particular that stood out and you're like, man, I feel like that could have been misconstrued.
Oh, no. Yes, I do know.
Got an email.
No, we didn't.
Got an email. Hey, Tim and Davo, driving home, caught the tail end of a conversation yesterday after 5:30. Heard Davo saying something. I need to know the context because
please.
I literally only heard these last 10 seconds.
And which is really unfortunate because obviously we're on live radio and what I was saying was certainly not intending the way that if you did only hear that last 10 seconds, it was hideous.
So I've got that last 10 seconds. And I'm not going to Not going to give any context before I play it. Then you can.
It's innocent though.
I'll turn off your microphone if you speak again.
Sorry.
Because we're going to play this out and then you can explain what you were meaning by this. That Davo said word for word 5:30 yesterday afternoon on the show.
Well, I think the thing is that we are ingratiating them into our culture, but this is a concern and we know that the more we let them in, the harder it will be to get them out.
The hell, ma'am?
I know. It sounds
again,
so bad.
One more time for people playing at home.
Well, I think the thing is that we are ingratiating them into our culture, but this is a concern, and we know that the more we let them in, the harder it will be to get them out.
So Pauline Hanson and you have been catching up for some dinners.
No, I heard you really like.
Don't.
No.
This is not what this is about.
That was me talking about humanoid robots, because we got
robots,
a humanoid
robots.
Because we had a robot do the coin toss at the AFL over the weekend.
Gave the ball to the umpires for the Richmond North Melbourne game. And there was another AI it was a food delivery bot. And there was a SWAT team standing outside of someone's house and a criminal who'd done bad things. They had the perimeter, but this food bot was like, well, I've got a delivery. So it went past like the riot shields, everything, and went to the front.
Showing no fear. And so what we were talking about is robots being more and more included into our day-to-day life in society.
More monocultural, would you say?
I would not say that because I don't know. It's a shame you didn't get the bit after what I spoke about because you heard me saying, no.
I believe it was, oh, no.
That's not what I was saying at all. I love our beautiful country. And I love everyone in it.
All right.
Genuinely, I I hated that.
Well.
Robots. Humanoid robots. All right. We can't have them ingratiated. Humanoid robots.
Okay. Careful, Pauline. There you go.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.